From the Life of President Harold B. Lee, Musical Missionary. When Harold B. Lee was young, he learned to play many instruments, including the French horn and the piano. In high school, he earned money by joining the Preston Military Band. They played at nearly every community event. Little did he know that his musical skills would help in the mission field, too. "I have been called to serve in the Western States Mission. I report to Salt Lake City to be set apart, and then I'll go to Denver, Colorado." "Congratulations, my boy," says his father. "Your mother and I expect big things from you." Harold didn't want to let his parents down, but he was nervous. He had never seen a city as big as Salt Lake City. "Excuse me, but I think I'm lost. I'm looking for the church office building. I have a very important appointment, and I don't want to be late." "Don't worry, it's that building right over there." After being set apart, Elder Lee boarded a train and rode to Denver. The mission president, John M. Knight, and a group of missionaries met him. "Welcome to Colorado, Elder Lee. Meet your companion, Elder Woodbury." "Pleased to meet you, Elder Lee. Tell me about yourself." "You play the piano? Wait till I show you my cello. Maybe we can practice together." They did more than practice. Elder Woodbury began carrying his cello with him everywhere. When someone answered their knock at the door, they would offer to play a duet. "Yes, I have a piano. I'd like to hear you play. Please come in." "If it's all right with you, we'll share a message about Jesus Christ and the restored gospel, too." Elder Lee made many friends on his mission through playing and preaching. He was thankful that he had taken the time to develop musical talents so that he could use them to serve Heavenly Father. Note: see Harold B. Lee, Prophet and Seer, by L. Brent Goetz, pages 46, 60, and 61. End of the article. From the Life of President Harold B. Lee, Musical Missionary. Trying to be like